He's like, what? Stop clapping. Hey, Canetti Pro Nation. This is Pierre Roma coming to you from the Gold Coast Convention Center here in sunny Gold Coast, Australia for Microsoft Ignite Australia. With me today, I have Orne Thomas. He's a regional director and author. Tell me more about that. Like, what else do you do? Because you seem to be like the everything guy.
It's a bit like that. So regional director, Microsoft Hidden VP. So IT Pro regional director, which is really good for Can IT Pro. There's only a small number of us around the world, but we are making sure that IT Pros are represented to the highest levels of Microsoft. Written 38 books, almost all of them for Microsoft Press. If you have taken an exam and used a Microsoft Press book to prepare for it, chances are that you've actually read one of my books. I also do a lot of authoring for Pluralsight, write for Windows IT Pro, speak at TechEd, speak at conferences, also a candidate in the Doctorate of Information Technology program at Charles Sturt University.
Wow, I feel dumb all of a sudden. But the point is for today is we at Can IT Pro, or any of us at Microsoft, we keep telling or trying to tell or help IT professionals as to what they should do. All the things that they should do, how they should approach certain problems. I think you went a little different direction today.
Yeah, look, my idea was to talk about things that you shouldn't do, or things that you know that you shouldn't do, but that you end up doing simply for convenience, for speed reasons, because you've got...
For laziness.
Well, I wouldn't like to suggest that IT pros are lazy. Perhaps they're time and energy challenged.
Time and energy challenge. That's very politically correct.
Yes, so I wouldn't... And so my approach is to talk about those things that we do. Perhaps when we're trying to solve a problem, you're trying to solve the problem.
Yes.
You're not trying to solve the problem in the best possible way. When there's a hole in the ship and the ship is sinking, you're thinking, well, first thing I'm going to do is get out the manual and actually go through this and put you know, I'm going to fix the ship properly. You just want to patch the hole.
Yes.
So what happens with IT pros? Because IT pros are really putting out fires all the time, some of our solutions, while they get the job done, are not long-term solutions. But the problem is because the job is constantly dealing with these short-term patches.
Fire after fire.
And fire after fire after fire. We end up with all of these kludges that sit in our environment. And at some point, these come back
to bite
us. So my session was 30 bad habits of server administrators. And really what I was talking about was all of those things that where we've put out a fire by doing something.
Yep.
And where that can lead later on to actually a much bigger issue occurring than just not a product working, but for example, a security breach or stuff getting stored that doesn't need to be stored. There's a whole lot of sort of consequences, long-term consequences to these point-in-time decisions that we make that is absolutely going to deal with the problem right now.
Yep.
But it's like there's a story about the best way to write fiction. The best way to write fiction is that the solution that gets your protagonist out of the current problem should also be the root cause of the next problem. So when you're thinking about a server administration,
never
quite
thought
often
about it that way, but
yeah, quite often, you know, it is frying pan fire. And the solution that solves your problem today may actually be the cause of your problem
tomorrow. Yes, absolutely. So, guys, do yourselves a favor. Watch the video that's below here on this post from Orne. 30 bad habits, what's it called?
30 bad habits of server administrators. There's probably more than 30, but I just like 30 because it was a round number.
It's a nice and round number. Actually, it's bite-sized and good enough for us today. So thank you, Orne, very much.
Thank you very much.
And I'll see you guys later somewhere else on Can IT Pro.
Cheers.